Hello everyone, this is Katharina and I want to welcome you to our free live energy healing. Thank you so very much for your patience because last week I unfortunately had to postpone it. So thank you for joining live today. And for those of you who can't make it live, you get the recording and I will include you in the healing. So today I was thinking we're going to do an energy clearing where I'm going to go through your energy system, so your aura, your chakras, which are the energy centers, and then I will also go through each organ because every organ in the body also holds certain emotions. And I will explain this while I go through it. Through my work with my clients and in my personal life and also my friends and family and people around me, they have told me that this has been a really intense time for them. I'm not sure if that's the case for you, but lately I've been hearing that there is so much change going on and people get anxious. They don't know what's going to happen. And so I was thinking at the end of the clearing, I'm going to teach you a very quick but very effective self-healing method that you can use in times of change, in times of uncertainty, in times when you just need some support. And also at the end, I will open it to Q&A. And yeah, I think let's just start. So if you're new to this session, I just want to quickly introduce myself. My name is Katharina Johnson. I am an energy healer, medical doctor, and also medical intuitive. And I love bringing people together because when we do this, like today, we really can set a powerful intention. So for everyone who's on the call right now, let's do this. Let's set a powerful intention together for healing. We don't know exactly what other people need, but everyone wants really the same. We want health, we want love, we want success. So maybe if you can, in your mind's eye right now, just picture a group of people. There are many of you on the call right now, and it's pretty international also. California a lot, New Jersey, UK, Sweden, Australia, so we're all around the world, and we come together as this group. So in your mind's eye right now, just picture these people, now a lot of people around you, and just take a moment to take a deep breath in, and maybe you can even feel the energy of everyone who's on this call right now. Doesn't matter if we're far away. We always can connect energetically to others. And let's set a powerful intention for healing. Great. Okay, so now please make yourself comfortable. You might want to lie down or you can sit comfortably in a chair. And also you can play your favorite background music in the back. Okay. So I'm going to connect to the energy field now of the group, and the healing doesn't come from me personally. I'm just guiding the energies. It's a universal energy field that I'm using here. And let's just feel into the group and see what is needed the most today. Okay, a lot of you need heart healing. The heart chakra is the energy center in the middle of the chest. This has to do with compassion, love, understanding for yourself. Okay, so we will spend extra time on this chakra, and then also grounding will be important. I will talk more about grounding at the end also, because when we have these uncertain times, we can't control things the way they are, the way we want them to be. We get really anxious, and when we get anxious, the root chakra usually is not grounded. So I will talk more about this at the end. Fantastic. All right, and now you might want to also set your personal intention for this session. So it's just the outcome that you want to have. Maybe you want to feel better, lighter, more energy, or you want physical healing. Whatever it is, picture it right now in your mind's eye. Good. And the first thing what I'm going to do is I'm going to start clearing your energy field around you. That is the aura. The aura has 7 layers, and usually when we get stressed, when we have lots of things going on, or even when we're very sensitive, like a lot of people on this call are, I can tell, we tend to pick up even energies that don't belong to us. So I'm just going to ask the energies now here to be cleared with a white light. And we're just going to gently let it flow down. I'm also being guided here to tell you, so from also your spirit guides that are also around you, if it gets tough, always ask for help. And I mean this, you ask people around you for help, but you have also helpers that you can see with the visible eye. So for some, it could be an angel, it could be a spirit guide, it could be whatever, really. But ask for help. Sometimes we forget this when things get tough. Okay, fantastic. So I'm clearing this now with a white light. And then there's a baby blue color also that's coming. Every color has a certain meaning. A white is usually used for clearing. The blue is like a protective color. And baby blue is, of course, this soft, protective color, but also strong. Okay, so we're going to go down. Okay. All right, next thing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the top chakra. That's at the top of the head. This connects you up into the heavens. Every chakra is an energy center. It's also interesting because it is connected on a more physical level to certain glands in the body. And that chakra is a spiritual chakra. So the more open this is, the more you feel connected to something higher than yourself. And, of course, it also gives energy to the brain. And when we're thinking too much, that's often the case when we get stressed, there is actually too much energy in that chakra. So we're just going to balance it out right now. I'm also guided here to tell you that it's to work on trust. Trusting the universe, trusting God, trusting yourself that everything will work out for you. Maybe not exactly in the way you want it, but to your ultimate best. Meaning that when you face a challenge, you also can grow with it. So your spirit can grow. So often when we look back and say, oh, this is why this happened. And I'm just being guided here to tell you that. Get a really interesting color today into this top chakra. It's a gold. Gold is a really powerful color. It's the divine principle, so it's a really high frequency color. The next chakra is third eye. That's the one I'm using here. That's between the eyebrows. It's intuition. It's also connected to hormonal glands in the brain. Here we want to help open it up a little bit more so you can trust your intuition even better and actually know what your intuition wants to tell you. Then the throat chakra is responsible for expressing yourself, setting boundaries. This is often a problem for people I work with, to say no and to actually know where your limit is and then to communicate it. It's, of course, also connected to the thyroid gland. We're going to increase that energy. I can see that, generally speaking, in the group, this is more of a weaker chakra. And this is also a darker blue color that's coming here for you. Okay, moving on to the heart chakra. Heart chakra, of course, in the center of the chest, is the biggest chakra. When we get hurt, especially in a relationship, or if we get disappointed, or if we have a trauma that we experience, often the chakra is a little bit more closed, and that's when we just don't feel well. Then we feel stressed easily. We cannot connect to others or the world. We might even get depressed. So working on opening this chakra is really, really beneficial. And when it's open, you experience life in a completely different way, not so much from the head, but from the heart. And that's when life becomes really fun and beautiful. So opening up the chakra is important, and you get your actually pink light. And I just want to say here, which is interesting, because usually the heart chakra, the color of the heart chakra is green, and I've noticed this more and more that now the pink is coming, and someone told me that the energies are shifting so quickly right now. It could be that we are getting an upgrade, I don't know, but you're getting here a pink and not a green, pink light into the heart. And if you want to right now, you can help me here with the healing. And you can focus on your heart and imagine breathing in and breathing out through the heart. Focusing your awareness on the heart. And maybe you can even visualize breathing in and breathing out the pink color. And maybe you can even feel your heart opening it just a little bit right now. Beautiful. Okay. Next thing what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the solar plexus. This is also a chakra that is a little bit overstimulated for most of you. This chakra usually holds the stress and the tension. So we all work too much and we have so much to do. It goes right into the heart, into the solar plexus, and then it will also affect the liver. I'm going to say something about the organs later, but as for right now, here we want to actually release pressure like a valve. So you can relax more, and that's what we're going to do with the solar plexus. And here you get a yellow. So maybe you can even imagine right now letting everything go, every stress, every tension, with every breath. Just exhale it. Great. Next one I'm going to clear is the pelvis chakra. This color is usually an orange, and often this is more of on the weaker side for people. This often has to do with the adrenal glands that get exhausted when we stress too much. So here we want to really increase the energy. So as you see, it's not just a clearing, it's really also a balancing out of the centers. Okay, and then let's go to the root chakra. It's at the end of the spine. This should be grounded. Grounded means really that the energy of the chakra goes down into the earth. And when we're not grounded, everything is hard because we can't focus, we have anxiety, we feel overwhelmed. And so grounding is always very, very important. And if you want to, you can help me here also by visualizing from the root chakra a red energy going down into the earth and going really, really deep into the earth. So just imagine right now and allow that energy to flow from the root chakra down into the earth. And even further down until it connects with the heart chakra of the earth, which is right in the middle of the earth center, where there is this energy of unconditional love that the earth has for us. And so you visualize your cord, your grounding cord from your root chakra going down into the earth, merging with the unconditional love from the earth. And then there's another cord coming up now. So there are two cords. One goes down and the other one from the center of the earth that carries that energy of unconditional love comes back to you and flows right into your root chakra. Great. So, next thing what I'm going to do is I want to talk a little bit about the organs. There is, the Chinese medicine actually tells us this, that every organ also carries a certain emotion that we have, that we actually haven't released, that we suppress, or that we just hold on to. And I've also noticed this in my work doing readings, that this is really true. And for example, the lungs often hold grief. The heart often also holds sadness. And so I'm going to start right now doing a clearing on sadness and grief from the lungs and the heart. So if you experience sadness or grief, just set the intention right now to release it. And I'm going to check back with you in just a little bit. gonna let it run a little bit longer, almost done. All right, great. Okay, so the next organ I go to is the liver. The liver is really, really important because in our Western societies, we often have so much stress. And as I said earlier, the solar plexus used to, usually holds a lot of stress, and solar plexus is next to the liver. And the liver is the organ also that has, that carries that stress and tension, aggression. You know, we often suppress our aggression because we don't want to feel it. It's not, we can't really express it. It's an emotion that is not really appropriate to express. So we suppress it, and it has to go somewhere because an emotion is an energy in motion. So we carry it old, or often it can be very old feelings that we have that we suppress. And when we have what we call energetically a tight liver, everything is a little bit harder than it's supposed to be. We get more upset easily. We might yell at someone, regret it later, or we might not be able to forgive someone. We're holding really onto this old hurt. And we all, sometimes people can't sleep or they get a high blood pressure from this. So we're going to now ask the energy to clear all this stress and tension from your liver. And if you experience stress and tension, also set your intention now to release it completely. Okay. All right. So then I'm going to see what the kidneys are doing. Yeah. Kidneys are the organs that hold fear. So if we feel anxious, that's when the kidney chi is the energy flow, is either blocked or is overactive. And see, what we're going to do is we're going to try to calm that energy so that you feel more safe within yourself, within your body, and within the world. Okay, great. I'm going to also now do a clearing, an energetic clearing of the intestines. Intestines usually tend to hold past, something that happens in the past and that we can't forget or that we feel like we need to hold on to. So past hurt is often in there. And of course, when we clear something energetically, often you might feel it in your physical body or maybe in your emotional state. And the other thing that I also want to mention here, because I sometimes get questions about this, some people feel it right away during the healing. Some people feel it later. So whatever it is for you, just know it is, it's just fine. Okay, so we're going to do a clearing of the intestines. It's interesting color. Silver. Silver is coming here. Yeah, being able to release old wounds, silver. Okay, now take a deep breath in and exhale. Good. Okay, so now what I would like to do is I would like to briefly show you a self-healing technique. It's so simple, everyone can do it. And as I said in the very beginning, for some reason it's really a difficult time for a lot of people with change that is unpredictable and scary. And the reason why we experience change as scary is because we can't control it. And the reason why we experience something that we can control as scary is because we often lack a feeling of it's going to be all right, it's going to work out. I don't know how, but it's going to be fine. And why is that? It's often because this is something that happened often in childhood, that your parents couldn't give you that feeling because maybe they didn't get that feeling from their parents. So maybe your parents were great parents, but maybe they couldn't give you that feeling, or they didn't believe in something higher, like a source of energy to support them. Or maybe even you experienced an emotional trauma, or your parents abandoned you either emotionally or physically. So in other words, often we lack this feeling of someone or something has our back. It's really an energy where you can tune in and say, okay, I don't know how this is going to go. It's really scary because we don't know. It's unpredictable, but I know it's going to turn out fine because I have this internal feeling of strength because something is supporting me. So I hope that makes sense. And when we don't have this feeling, or we want to get into a feeling of trust and support that is often needed in times when we go through really difficult or rapid change, we can tune and tap into this energy. So now I want to give you a moment right now to think about, is there a person in your life that represents this strength or this support? Or if it's not a real person, maybe it's a fictional character that you read in the book, or it might be something that you saw on TV, a character, or it might not even be a person, but it might be an animal or even a plant. Maybe just think about something right now that you could connect to, that represents this feeling of support. And if you don't have one and you can find one, I'm going to help you here. But take a moment right now, and there is no wrong answer. All right, so when I first did this exercise, I couldn't come up with anything or that quick. So no, it might take a little bit to think about this. But in any case, what I think is a really good symbol for this support and this strength and this being grounded into the earth is a really beautiful big tree, because the tree is always there no matter what happens. It stays its ground. And what we want to do is we want to connect to the energy of that beautiful tree. So So what I want you to do right now is close your eyes and imagine that you are on a beautiful meadow and there's this wonderful tree, this beautiful big tree that's waiting for you to join it. And then imagine that you are going towards the tree and you're sitting down and leaning onto the tree. And this is the important part. So what you're doing is you imagine that there's a big tree, a loving big tree behind you. So you can lean back and you can feel the strength and the support and the trust it's going to be okay of that tree. I know it might not be easy to do this right away, but just try it out and you can always go back to it. And just imagine that there is this beautiful tree and you're leaning against and it just feels really good because it's so strong and steady and it has your back, literally speaking. Whatever happens, the tree is there for you. And if you can feel it right now, and if you cannot feel it, do it, please do it anyhow, because you can go back to this. But what I want you to do is, I want you to cross your arms right now, so that the right hand touches your upper left arm, and the left hand touches your upper right arm, as if you would give yourself a hug. And then what I want you to do is, I want you to visualize and try to feel again into that energy of the tree. And then start slightly tapping with your hands on your upper arm, right and left, right and left, right and left, right and left. So while you're doing this right now, I'm going to tell you why this is good to do. When you imagine something, as you just did, and you're trying to connect to that feeling of trust and strength and safety that the tree provides, and you start tapping right, left, what you're doing is you're starting to stimulate the right and the left hemisphere of your brain, so right and left part of your brain. This is called a bilateral stimulation, and it's very good for learning something new and making an internal shift. So when you do this and you feel into the energy of the tree and you start to absorb that feeling or that energy of strength, while you tap, you can teach your body to feel these emotions, to feel this support, strength. You can also do it with other emotions, love, but you need to have a symbol that represents this, whatever you're trying to tap into your body, okay? And I know that it's often not easy, as I said, to do this quickly because maybe you need a little bit longer to get into the feeling, or you might want to actually go outside and sit next to a tree and really lean against it and feel how that feels like, and then close your eyes and you start tapping. And when you do this, over time, you will feel more strong inside of you. You will be like the tree that doesn't care if outside it's crazy because it has this trust and connection to the earth. Okay. All right, everyone. So if you want to ask a question or want to just send a comment, please do it. And you're on the webcast, please do this right now because it takes a few minutes to for the questions to go through. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I will just balance everything out that we did today. And let's see if there's anything else that we need to do. Actually, I want to go a little bit more. One more thing. I want to go one more time into the heart chakra. And again, get the beautiful pink color. of course, the other self-healing technique. I think I shared this last in one of the previous calls, is also working with the heart chakra. I just want to mention it because since we're again at the heart, our self-healing technique is when you're feeling really stressed, to focus your attention on your heart center and imagine breathing in and breathing out through the heart. And then what you do is you visualize a color that represents the energy of unconditional love. It could be pink, but could be yellow, could be really anything. It doesn't matter. It should be a color that you like. And then finally, when you visualize breathing in and breathing out this beautiful pink color or whatever color you have, you're also trying to feel and the essence of love. And here the trick is always to allow it to happen, not to push it, but to sink into that feeling. And maybe you just feel it a tiny bit, that's fine in the beginning. When you do so and you practice this for 5-10 minutes, your heart and your brain gonna start vibrating at the same frequency. It's also something that's been measured. So you start harmonizing the brain and the heart field, and that's when all the body systems relax, because that's actually our natural state. It's also a state that is very, very good if you need to be creative or if you have a difficult task that you at hand, because everything just makes more sense and you're actually smarter too. Okay, great. So a few questions are coming in. Okay, one, Nikita asks if this will be... Yes, this will be available after live session. I will send you a recording because Anikita missed the first half. And, okay, Mary Yeros says, how does this work with crossing the hands? Where does one place which hand where? So it's really very simple. It's, imagine you're hugging yourself. That's really all you have to do. You hug yourself, so you cross your arms, and then you just tap. So in other words, for example, if you cross your right hand and it rests on the left upper arm, you tap here, you tap on the arm, and then with the left hand, you tap on the right upper arm. So it's very simple, just crossing and then tapping. Okay. All right, so... Oh, Sandra from Sydney, from Australia. I love Sydney, one of my favorite places in the world. So I'm so excited that Sandra is here today. And she asks, I would love to hear a quick way to settle feelings of overwhelm in crowded places. Yes, this is a question I'm getting a lot, because people who are actually attracted to this kind of work, they tend to be very, very sensitive. So just to answer your question here, there are a few things that you can do. One thing is to work on your energetic boundaries, where you really visualize a blue and or darker purple color around you. That's one thing, but you have to practice it. So in other words, it's like you have this protective shield around you. I actually have a healing meditation with binaural beats, so it's with background music, on my website. And you can get this there. There is another technique which I actually like also very much. And this is about being in your own heart space. Because one thing that you need to realize is that when you are in a crowded place and you are sensitive, you have very open energetic boundaries, meaning that it's very easy for you to pick up energies from others, because you are wired in such a way that you can vibrate at the same level as the person next to you. And that's the reason why you're actually picking stuff up. It's like actually a tuning fork. Just imagine you have two tuning forks and you start, one starts vibrating, the next one will start vibrating too, because that's just physics, how it works. To not do this, because you don't want, if you don't want to feel all these energies around you, you can practice being in your own field to raise your vibration in such a way that you're not picking up anything else from others, because you're simply not vibrating at the same level. And that's where, when this heart meditation that I briefly, really quickly just showed you today comes in handy, where you focus on love and you visualize the color going in and out through your heart, and you're breathing it in and breathing out. And when you do this, you are already protected. You can't pick anything up, because you are actually vibrating at a very, very high level. But of course, you have to practice this. I hope this makes sense. Okay, so a few more questions. Okay, so one person says, I don't know her first name, but she said, what can one do to fix constant dizziness, spinning, and restlessness? Okay, there are a few things. Often what happens here, and this is just a general question, because in order to give it, make it very specific to your case, I probably would have to do an entire reading. But just to give you a quick fix here, when you are dizzy and spinning and you feel restless, often what happens is that the energy flow in your body is off. Imagine that when you have a battery, you have a plus and a minus pole, and it's the same in the body. So the energy always flows in a certain way. When there's dizziness, spinning, it's often what we call a reversal. So one thing that you can do to quickly to fix this is very simple. I'll show you. Actually, I'll tell you how to do it. You sit down and you cross your legs that the ankles touch. So it's, again, it's a crisscross motion. So for example, right over left. Okay. And then what you do is you also cross your hands so that your right hand rests on your left thigh and the left hand rests on your right thigh. Okay, so you cross your ankles, you cross your hands so that they rest on the thighs. When you do this, you connect basically both parts of your body, both hemispheres again of the brain, and you allow your body to reset. It's good to sit like this at least for a minute, and then also try to breathe into your heart. So that's usually a very quick fix to for dizziness and spinning. Okay, everyone, this was it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly did. And again, the replay is going to be available from tomorrow on. If you still want to comment or say something, please email me. That would be fantastic. Maybe for next time you can invite your friends. And I'm going to send you an email soon letting you know about the day for next month. Also, if you have a topic that you would like me to cover, I'm always free for suggestions, and actually love your suggestions, because then I know I'm talking about something that's interesting to you. Okay, so have a wonderful rest of the day or rest of the night if you are probably in Australia. It's probably pretty late there. And have a great time, and I'll talk to you and connect to you next month. Thank you, and bye-bye.